I'm going to begin our meditation, but what I am doing today is I'm reading about Epiphany, and that will be our meditation. After we read about Epiphany, I'm going to do our reappearance meditation, remembering and understanding the import of Epiphany helps us to dedicate ourselves to the reappearance meditation and to the reappearance of the Christ. And after the reappearance meditation, I will do our great invocation, or I will read about Pisces. Today is Pisces. So, good morning, everybody. This is Risa. I'll read today about Epiphany. Today is Epiphany. We've been preparing for it, and today is under the light of Pisces. Pisces, the Savior, so therefore that is why today is Epiphany, the revelation. 2,000 years ago, it was the revelation that the child was born, and now today, the revelation that there is going to be a reappearance of the Christ, the world teacher. And so interesting that Epiphany now falls on today, this year, falls on the reappearance day. It's a perfect time. today, the 6th of January, the moon is in Pisces, also perfect. Nothing is a mistake. Moon is in Pisces today. So, as I said before, I will be reading about Epiphany, and then after the Epiphany reading, we will do the reappearance meditation. They go hand in hand, and after the reappearance meditation, I'll read about Pisces, or I'll read about Pisces in between all of this, and then we'll say our great invocation. There's a ritual to be done today, and we'll be doing it after our meditation. I'll be doing it at the doors of our house. And you can do it to your doors, too. Well, everyone, we stand together now after 12 days of a journey. And on Epiphany, it is said that if we do our 12 days, our heart petals have opened, the 12, and that there is a crown of lights above our head. That same crown that we see Mary wears, a crown of 12 lights. So let us gather together in the ashram. Let us use our visualization through all of what I'm going to say. Let us dedicate ourselves to the work of the hierarchy and of the Christ, especially today on Epiphany. Let us identify as having walked 12 days with the Magi, astrologer kings, and that in our hearts and in our hands we have gifts, and these gifts we give to the Holy Child. But really what it is the gifts of the personality offered to the soul. And then we offer these gifts to the world when asked. Everything is a symbol, and we understand those symbols. So we stand in the doorway of our monastery, and we invite with great love everyone in the valley and all the children to join us on this Epiphany Day. Let us see a crown of 12 lights above the heads of everyone. We turn to the Christ and the hierarchy, and to the Holy Child, and to the Magi kings, and to all 12 signs with gratitude that we can participate with them. We become one with them. We call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones to participate with us in this ritual today. And we invite everyone with love to participate with us on this Thursday, the reappearance day and Epiphany Day. I want to, together with the three Magi astrologer kings, at the stable, we see the Holy Child, and we understand the significance of Mary, of Joseph, and of the Holy Child, a triangle, a holy family. We understand that star above is Sirius, where love originates, and that it was the first time love was anchored on the earth. 2,000 years ago. So this day is very significant for many reasons, and I'm going to read about Epiphany after we say our soul invocation. I'm going to read about Pisces because today is Pisces. We will do our reappearance meditation. Understanding Epiphany helps us understand the reappearance better, and then our great invocation. So we stand together dedicated. We are dedicated to the work that we're doing. We call in again our families, friends, and loved ones to join us. We open up to healing dimension and the bardos. We stand with all who came before us, and each day we prepare the way for those who will come after us. Each day we do our very, very best. We stand with love with the Christ and the hierarchy under the light of Shambhala. We say our soul invocation. As we say our soul invocation, we build the Antikarana. We stand in the spiritual triad, and we build a rainbow bridge for humanity. This is Jacob's ladder. We use our creative imagination in our meditations every morning. Builds a thought form of solution for humanity. Builds the rainbow bridge. And so we identify with these words. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. The revelation that happened 2,000 years ago was that the soul was created for humanity. The soul, which was the bridge from form back to spirit. And the Holy Child is the symbol of the soul. So let us stand together within the six-pointed star. We surround our earth. We surround our country, our people, humanity. We surround all the leaders, all the governments with the six-pointed star on this holy day. And with our creative imagination, with deep intention and dedication, we lift up the personality of all the people, the countries, and the nations, and all the leaders to the light of the soul. And then we stand within that light. Let us visualize the great light of the soul like a great sun, its rays precipitating down and touching all parts of our earth and all the kingdoms, touching the hearts and minds of humanity. And with our dedication, intention, we look up and see another triangle. The will of God and the will to good, the monadic triangle on the constitution of man. It too is like a fiery sun. We surround our country and people, our government. We surround our entire earth, all the leaders, the nations, the countries, the people, all the children, with this fiery triangle, the will to love, the will to good. When the fire touches the hearts and minds of humanity, when it touches the nations, the governments, the countries, the people, when it touches their hearts and minds, the will to good and the will to love becomes goodwill and right relations. It becomes the peace, the beauty, and the harmony humanity seeks. Everything we do has to do with creating the peace, the harmony, the beauty, and the intelligence within humanity. And today is such a day, and I'm going to read about Epiphany. It's a lot of reading, and it will entail that we do something after our meditation. It's also, Epiphany is also to remind us what it's about. So I started my writing today with the symbols cross 20, CBM cross 20, cross, across 20, across, CBM across 22. I'm sorry, I'm going to say that again to make sure I said it right. And if you will write this down, across 20-C-V, I'm sorry, across 20, across C, across B, across M, across 22, across. Again, across 20, across C, across B, across M, across 22, across. So now I'm going to read. This is the symbol that we place above our doors. It symbolizes the three kings, and also it symbolizes, may Christ bless this home, this school, this institute, this center, this church. And so the three kings carrying gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And an interesting other word we can use is mercy, gold, frankincense, and mercy. So today is January 6th, 2022. We've been doing this for almost 15 years, the same ritual. And so tonight is the 12th night. We know that Epiphany means revelation, a revealing to the world of something important. And that first Epiphany was revealing the birth of the Holy Child to the world, meaning the soul was created for humanity. And humanity could return now, and that love was being anchored on the earth for the first time. And that was a very new reality, because before the Christ came, law was anchored on the earth. Aries, remember, was the age of the laws anchored on the earth. And then Pisces, the love anchored on the earth that humanity needed to return. So we have many thoughts on Epiphany today and the ritual at our doorways. So what we are doing and what we've been doing is the gathering of our gifts, because we will offer them to the Holy Child, which I said again is the offering of our perfected personality and offering that to the soul. And so today is our final journey. And we finalize our journey under Pisces, the sign of the Savior. So I'm going to read a poem and have an explanation, and we're going to talk about a Three Kings cake, and there's a quote, and our journey with the three Magi astrologer kings is culminated at the stable. We see seriously, too, the star overhead, the angels nearby, the archangels of Capricorn, the angels of Aquarius nearby, Sirius. Everything is a symbol that we understand. And the question is, to whom do we offer these gifts? And today is interesting, January 6th. It's Jupiter's day, Love Wisdom Day, the day we remember to choose joy. January 6th is Thursday today. It's our Ray 2 day, and it's the reappearance day. So the Epiphany this year and reappearance go hand in hand. On this 12th day of Christmas, we stand in a greater field of light, and that expands the day of Christmas. We stand in a field of 12 lights. We stand at the stable, having discovered the child with the three astrologer kings. We follow the star Sirius. We know that Sirius is where love originates, and the great archangel of the Christ came from Sirius. We hold in our hands our gifts of self. We will offer them to the Holy Child who represents the soul, and then we will offer them to the world. And I also want to say Nightlight News has been posted, and there's the 12 signs that I posted and wrote about, the 12 signs explaining the gifts of each sign. So let us visualize that we stand at the stable, and our heart's 12 petals have unfolded day by day. On our heads is a crown of 12 stars, like Mary. When the Holy Child called Jesus was born more than 2,000 years ago, it signified to the world that love was being anchored on our planet for the very first time, love from Sirius. Love had not been anchored on our planet before this time. What had been anchored were the laws. We know that the laws keep a people safe. Now love was being anchored, and love is the fulfillment of the law. That those words are so important. We heard them yesterday and the day before. What is important is for us to understand all this symbology within our hearts. At the age of 30, and 30 signifies three, the three levels of the personality, now prepared and perfected for the soul. We know that the Holy Child and the Christ, two different beings, represent the soul. After the Holy Child was born, and we know that when a baby is born, a great love unfolds within the hearts of the parents and those around the Holy Child. And Jesus, the Holy Child, represented and called forth that love within humanity. And Jesus, at the River Jordan, when he was 30, was overlit by the Archangel, the Christ, from Sirius. And then for 3 years, the Christ worked within the body of Jesus to teach humanity about love, to teach humanity what was being anchored on the earth, to teach humanity about the soul. Remember, he said, you cannot reach my Father except going through me. And he meant, the personality must be offered to the soul before you can go back to heaven. And I will give you all the ways to do that, he said. Many of us can remember that many of us were there at that time. And here we are now. Preparing for the next reappearance. So Epiphany means 12th night, and through King's Day. And there was a poet, mystic, monk, Thomas Merton, and he wrote about the Holy Child coming to Earth. And Merton refers to the world as an inn, I-N-N, and the Christ came uninvited to places where there was the most cruelty, the most suffering, the most unforgiveness, and the most loneliness. Remember, the Christ comes when there is so much need. And Merton writes, into this world, this irrational inn, in which there is absolutely no room for him, the Christ comes, and he comes uninvited. He cannot be at home in this earth. He is out of place in it, yet he must be in this earth, and so his place is with those for whom there is no room at the inn. His place is for those who do not belong. He stands with those who are rejected, regarded as weak, those who are discredited and denied the status of persons. He stands with the tortured, the exterminated, with those for whom there is no room. Christ is present for them. And where the Christ is, the Holy Child is, and we are too. We stand with the three kings and offer our gifts to the world. And so, Epiphany, Three Kings Day, 12th night, completes our Advent Christmas season. Our Advent began the first Sunday of Advent, November 28th, 2021. And today is January 6th, 2022. And so our 12 days after Christmas, 12 days signifying the 12 zodiacal signs. Remember, we were walking from east to west, bringing that light with us. And today, Epiphany always stands on the 12th day, which is Pisces. And Pisces, we know as disciples, is a sign of the Savior and of saving the world. Epiphany means to show, to make known, to reveal. The Messiah's birth was revealed to the three Magi kings, who would then spread the word worldwide that the expected one, the Savior, the Messiah, had arrived, Epiphany. And it celebrates the coming of the three wise men bringing their gifts of recognition to the Holy Child. Later, the three kings would reveal this Holy Child's birth. And later, we know the Holy Child will be overshadowed by the presence of the Christ from Sirius. And that the Holy Child's birth fulfilled the prophetic law, the Hebrew law, that a king would come. And, of course, we know that when the Christ said, I am the light of the world, to get to my Father, you must go through me. He was talking about the soul. The three Magi kings were Zoroastrian astrologers. They were scholars. They were learned, wise men. And they were recorded to be 12 Magi astrologer kings, but we only know of three of them. Now, remember when I began, I said a cross 20, a cross C, a cross B, a cross M, a cross 22, and a cross. What were those four? Melchior, a Babylonian scholar astrologer, Hercaspar, a Persian scholar astrologer, and Balthazar, an Arab scholar astrologer. So the child was born in a manger, a very humble birthing for all of humanity and for all the nations, for all the races and cultures and life waves of people. In Bethlehem, the house of bread, which means nourishment for humanity. He was born on the geographical line where East meets West, signifying that the ancient wisdom teachings were to move from their protected places in the East, India, Persia, Tibet, and move to the West to educate the people in the West. It is appropriate, therefore, why the Magi astrologer kings, the first Gentiles, non-Jews, they were the first to acknowledge this holy child. They traveled from east to west. It is important for these facts to be understood and emphasized. East to west, non-Jews, astrologer kings. The three astrologer kings brought three gifts. Note that in this story, there was no offering of sheep or calves to be killed, no animals to be killed, which is the usual offering at that time. The gifts instead were from the mineral and plant kingdoms, the gifts of knowing who this child was, gold, virtue, and kingship, the gift of frankincense, prayer, perfume, symbolizing a great one had arrived, and myrrh, understanding the suffering, the holy unction, which is holy orders in the Catholic Church, a sacrament, the prayers and anointing in preparation for his ultimate death, the myrrh used as an embalming oil. And so in honor of all of this, we mark our doorways with prayers and blessings. May Christ bless this home, this school, this college, this institute, this office, this place. The colors during Epiphany are white and gold. The traditional symbolic liturgical symbols of Epiphany are associated with the Magi. The symbols include a crown or pictures of the wise men, of three gifts, a five-pointed star, a globe portraying the world. And so in our school, our institute, we did it in Santa Cruz every year. We'll do it here. We've done it here every year. In our institute, college, school, temple, place of work, we place the symbols plus or cross 20, cross C, cross B, cross M, cross 22, cross. And the 20, the first number is 20. The numbers are beginning at the end, and the end, numbers are the beginning and the end. 2022. Last year it was 2021. So again, 20 cross C, cross B, cross M, cross 22, cross. The letters are the initials of the three Magi, which you understand, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. They also abbreviate the Latin phrase, the Christ, may Christ bless this home, this house, this school, this institute, this office. And we know that the beginning numbers are the year 2022. The crosses represent spirits into matter and then dispersed side to side throughout the world. We mark our doorways or our lintels, and this is an ancient European practice with overtones of ancient magic for protection of the house, office, school. However, the symbols are now used throughout the world and usually represent a traditional epiphany prayer and a blessing. And the blessing, while marking our doorways, peace be with this home, this place of work, this school, and with all who live and enter here. And it's traditional to make a Three Kings cake. It's usual on Epiphany to make a Three Kings cake, and it hides a small little almond in the cake, and that represents the Holy Child, the little baby Jesus. And whoever finds the almond represents the Holy Child and is especially blessed. And therefore, next year, they make the Three Kings cake.